Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as far as reciting portions of the Quran and Majid is concerned before going to bed. And we had discussed the importance of the recitation of Suratul Mulk and its great benefits and how it saves a person and it protects a person from the chastisement of the grave. Continuing, it is reported that Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu used to say that I cannot understand that how any intelligent Muslim would go to bed without reciting Ayatul Kursi. SubhanAllah. What an amazing statement he made. He said that I cannot understand how any intelligent Muslim would go to bed without reciting Ayatul Kursi. It is narrated in another hadith that if a person recites Ayatul Kursi at night, at bedtime, an angel will be appointed to protect him. Shaitan will not be able to approach him till the morning. And whoever recites it whilst lying on his bed will be in the protection of Allah Rabbul Alameen, and even the surrounding homes will be protected. SubhanAllah. This is the greatest ayah of the Quran Kareem. This is the greatest ayah that Allah has given us for our benefit, SubhanAllah. And we can only recite it for our own benefit. Let's try to make a habit of us reciting it, our families at home, our children at home, especially at bedtime. The many, many benefits of Ayatul Kursi, for brevity's sake, the author hasn't gone into the detail, but it is mentioned that it saves a person from many misfortunes, including the whisperings of shaitan. It saves a person from black magic, from sihr, from jadu. Women especially should read it binding, make it binding upon themselves to recite it. Inshallah, this is a means of great, great protection, inshallah, for us and for our families, inshallah. Also very important, inshallah, after the remainder of the salah, the very, very important amal of kashf, calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling towards our success in dunya, qabr and akhirah, inshallah, will take place, as well as the dhikr and durur program, 10 minutes prior to the Isha adhan, inshallah. Jazakum.